Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 29th day of April, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's warming right up to summer, man. I'm telling you, it's going to, God, I'm dreading it. I've seen there was a fire already in California, so, I mean, it's starting, in April. It's the end of April, I mean, but in April, already the fucking wildfires are starting. It's going to be, unbelievable. Well, let's see what we got going here. DEFCAD makes 3D gun files public as Ninth Circuit kills injunction. We're going to get into this and see who they're going to be spying on.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. DEFCAD makes 3D gun files public as Ninth Circuit kills injunction. What? They're backing away on this, or are they wanting to fucking? I can see them doing this, and I can see them fucking. The spying on the people that get the goddamn 3D printers at the same time that they're trying to tell you they're going to outlaw fucking ghost guns. You're right. It is your right to make a fucking gun. You know, you can make a fucking cannon. You can make any goddamn thing you want. Any fucking terrible implement of the fucking soldier. It's supposed to be your goddamn right. It is the goddamn law. And to fucking to pretend that there's some kind of authority above you that fucking cancels out your second article right is bullshit. It's time to enforce the goddamn law on these bastards and put them in their fucking place. A panel of three judges out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated a district court's order that granted a motion from 22 states plus the District of Columbia that prevented the Department of State from removing 3D printed firearms associated with 3D printing files from the U.S. Munitions list, much to DEFCAD's relief. Under the Obama administration, the Department of State designated common 3D printing files as a defense article. You don't designate nothing, you sons of bitches. You got, I mean, we gave you a tiny little bit of power to do some fucking clerking work, and you fucking have turned that into a goddamn a mammoth, a fucking monster. And, I was hearing him talk today about, fucking Biden's speech last night. I fucking, I wouldn't listen to it. I don't care what that dead-headed bastard has, communist piece of shit has to say. But the bottom line here is, you know, it's just this fucking grasp for power. See, now by them saying that, well, oh, I guess it's okay for you to have the 3D printing files. Well, then I guess it was okay for them to tell us we could not. No, it was not. Now, why aren't the son of a bitches who originally filed for this fucking injunction, why are they not jailed for violation of the fucking second article ratified fucking law 1791, December 15th? Why aren't they being fucking arrested for fucking deprivation of fucking rights and violation of written, ratified fucking law? And they're not going to be. I mean, they just fucking do as they goddamn well please, and completely outside the fucking law, completely outside the people's authority. You do not have our consent. And you cannot say you have the consent of the majority of the people because a handful of assholes will go out there and fucking vote when they do not make up even fucking, I don't give a shit what fucking numbers they throw on the goddamn TV. I don't care that they say 73 million voted for fucking Trump and 30 million for fucking Biden. Bullshit. I say you're a fucking liar. I say you created those fucking votes with a goddamn printer. A goddamn printing machine. And you open them secret envelopes that you sent out to all the fucking key states for your elections a fraud to begin with, because it's a fucking occupational fucking election. Anybody that participates in it's a goddamn traitor. That's just this fucking reality. You guys, I know you fucking a lot of just fucking hate my fucking guts for saying it, but it's the goddamn truth. It's the fucking truth. If we would start living by the fucking truth and fucking dying if we have to fucking enforce the truth and the law, this shit would stop. We could have a fucking life again. We could feel good again. We could be ourselves again. Not just a bunch of faceless fucking mummies walking around doing whatever we're told because, well, that's because what the government thing said. It ain't your fucking government. It's a goddamn corporation. It has zero fucking authority over you. And you're a punk. You're allowing yourself to be fucking punked. All you fucking punks out there wearing fucking face masks, you're being punked. You got no fucking balls. All defense articles are regulated for import and export. Once something is designated a defense article, a goddamn printing machine, because somebody figured out how to fucking use it to build things. It is also placed on the U.S. Munitions list. A printer. International Traffic in Arms Regulation, ITAR, then regulates the item. No, you don't have the fucking authority to regulate any fucking goddamn implement of the fucking war that the people fucking possess. You have no authority over us. You have no authority to regulate our fucking law, which is written clear. You're breaking the goddamn law. You're breaking the law by presuming you have the fucking authority, because the ninth article says you absolutely do not. You're fucking criminals, and like I said, you got this injunction lifted, but what about the pricks that put it there in the first place? I guess this fucking codifies the fact that they were breaking the law, weren't they? But there's going to be no fucking consequences to them, just like there's no consequences to people like fucking Hillary Clinton, fucking Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. I mean, he fucking went and he presumed to have the executive power to fucking tell you couldn't have a bump stock. That was a fucking direct fucking infringement on the fucking second article, which says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. That means none, not at all. Shall not. And it does apply to the goddamn states because the 10th article says it does. All power is not delegated to the to the federal government. Let's see what I go there to look at that. Make sure I say it right. All power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That's the little the authority we gave them. We're talking about. Nor prohibited by it to the states. What's prohibited to it by the states? The shall nots in this goddamn document I'm holding in my fucking hand. This is the goddamn law. This is the only fucking law that applies to we the people. It's hours apart from the fucking government. Or from the fucking corporation. It gets harder and harder to talk about it as more and more is revealed, but more and more is being revealed. people are understanding. People, I mean, I just before I came up there, you had one person that was on there was a fucking one of the corporate fucking rich fucks. And he was on there, he's talking about, you know, the really the corporations are fucking hurting the people who invest their fucking money in the corporations because they're not using that money to create wealth. They're using that money to fucking create fucking political policies that are fucking their own. To force their fucking goddamn wants and whims that are in violation of the law on the fucking whole country by using a goddamn Blackwater USA, a fucking standing fucking army of fucking mercenaries that are fucking corporate enforcers, and they are a violation of the fucking law. The government was never to have authority over we the people. Not as individuals. Within the fiduciary, they could fucking, I guess they would have their own fucking little hearings and shit, but that's what the Supreme Court was there for, was to tell them whether they were violating our fucking law, whether they were to interpret what the fucking actions of the supposed fucking ratified fucking government, which wasn't by the people, by the way. But they were there to tell them, yeah, no, you can't do that. That's a violation of the fucking second article. You cannot do that. You cannot, this is a defense article thing. You guys gotta better get rid of that, and you better get rid of it fast before one of these Americans fucking snags your ass up and brings you into a common law court and charges you with fucking treason and sedition because you're breaking the law. You cannot say you are not. Here's the law. It's written. Are you breaking it? Yes. You think they don't know? You think fucker Carlson doesn't fucking know? I mean, he mouths around it. I hate that little son of a bitch. He mouths around the fucking truth. He'll talk about the fucking mask, and we're going to remove the mask. I was looking at a thing just before I came upstairs here. And a girl, she broke a record on, I can't remember, it was a long distance run. But they had a fucking mask on, and she collapsed at the fucking finish line. And so they changed the regulation to, well, you don't have to wear it when you're competing, but you got to wear it when you're fucking practicing. You fucking run, you need oxygen. And it was an oxygen deprivation that fucking caused her to pass out, right? She broke the record, but she crashed at the fucking finish line. I mean, that should be enough right there to hang the son of a bitches. But then when they bring the coach in, you know, and he said, well, I'll do whatever it takes to protect the children. Now, we believe in the masking. But see, all of this, again, as soon as he says, we believe in the masking and stuff, it comes back to that fucking COVID lie. The Goebbels fucking theory. You say it enough, you fucking put it in enough contents, bad or good, and it's just like, you know, the fucking rest of their fucking false flags. Their red flag laws, they're all this fucking bullshit, it becomes a fucking reality. This fucking jurisdictional authority they do not possess that they are claiming that they could, under an emergency, we can just remove your fucking rights and you do what we tell you. We're mommy and daddy. And you are our goddamn, our charges. You know, we have custody over you. Cause that's what they're doing when they tell you can't leave your home. When they tell you will wear a mask. You will do this, you will do that. That is fucking violating the fucking law. Plain and simple, you do not have the jurisdictional authority to order any American national to do any goddamn thing. And the only way any such judicial authority can be fucking accomplished is through the fucking procedural due process contained in that fucking Bill of Rights. And you start off, you have to be, you can't be in the fiduciary. You have to come out of the fiduciary and you have to present your fucking documents to the common law court as a fucking individual in their individual capacity. And those documents better be directed towards an individual in their individual capacity. Even no fucking some poor man facing a fucking this mammoth of a government that I spoke about at the beginning. This, all the power of the fucking United States of America that goes and fucking crushes and destroys fucking countries and commits genocide and can't be fucking touched. Why can't they be touched? Because the fucking people are letting this shit happen. You have the fucking means. You are the, we're guilty as fucking sin. We could have stopped fucking what happened in fucking Iraq. That was fucking genocide. It was fucking unlawful. I mean, well, unlawful under, it was supposed to be unlawful under international law. But did you see anybody prosecuted? It's just like this, what we're talking about with this goddamn 3D printer. Okay, so that injunction was lifted and it was found to not be lawful. So then the people who originally put the injunction in place, the judge, the fucking pricks who fucking filed in the administrative admiralty court to stop free people from doing what they fucking want to do, free individual sovereigns that they have no authority over. They cannot get jurisdictional authority being in the fiduciary over a fucking individual free sovereign. It cannot be done. That's why the Bill of Rights was put in place, to protect us from this very fucking thing right here that we're talking about. The 22 states and the District of Columbia originally argued that the Department of State failed to comply with the notice requirements under the Administrative Procedures Act. Administrative Procedures, see what they're talking about? That is a jurisdiction that cannot exist. It violates the fucking Bill of Rights. The administration is the goddamn fucking government. That's saying the government's, what were we saying here? Where were we here? The state failed to comply with notice requirements. Administrative Procedures Act. That was another seizure of power. Every seizure of power they've called an act. And that's what it is. It's been an act. You did not go through the fucking procedure. Even, again, hard to talk about. Because the fucking Constitution, the original Constitution doesn't exist. They've written a corporate charter and replaced the fucking Constitution with it. And a corporation and a republic are two separate fucking things. I mean, there's not even a fucking same. Apples and oranges, people. Or apples and onions. I mean, it's fucking so far off fucking base, you're not even in the ballpark. But they did it anyway, and they fucking, you know, what they're doing right now, is they're exercising that unlawful authority in every fucking chance they get. They give a fucking order, and they know that there's people like me and the people out there that aren't going to fucking put up, the most of the people are going to say, fuck you, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. You try to make me do it. We fight. It's fucking war. You've declared war on my goddamn rights. You've declared war on the law that my people laid down fucking 240 years ago. And I'm not going to let you take my goddamn rights away from me and make me a fucking 14th Amendment fucking subject to your goddamn corporation. Get your fucking corporation the fuck out of my fucking country right now. Take your fucking capitalism, shove it up your fucking ass. Take your fucking communism, shove it up your fucking ass. We have a fucking structure of fucking government and law in this fucking country without your goddamn phony ass fucking constitution that doesn't even exist, because you fucking violated the first thing you did when you've got it ratified by your appointed fucking representatives. When the aristocracy got it fucking ratified by their appointed fucking representatives for the aristocracy, not for the people. The people never ratified that son of a bitch. First thing they did was fucking violate it. Well, we're going to get rid of that 15th Amendment requirement for ratification. See, all this shit that you're living under isn't fucking law. It's corporate fucking policy. It's the difference between fucking Roman civil law and American common law. American common law is public law for private purposes. It's that simple. That's the definition. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public fucking law. What do you got here, people? Ascertain it for yourself. Do you have American common law with your common law courts where you are the fucking jurisdictional authority, where you are the only one that can fucking arrest another fucking American, another American is the only one that can arrest another American in their fucking capacity as an individual? The fucking fiduciary never had the fucking, never. And when they were selling that fucking bullshit fucking constitution of theirs, oh, you don't need no fucking Bill of Rights. There's nothing in here. We can never make you do anything. We work for you. We're your bitches. Sure you were. You were the aristocracy, and you used your fucking money and power and fucking bribery and fucking, fucking hard to tell what a murder fucking, it's hard to tell what exactly went on back then when they were pushing that goddamn constitution. When they came to the convention, it wasn't to fucking, to write a new constitution. It was to fucking, I guess, change the Articles of Confederation, which was also fucking unlawful. You can't form a fucking government in the middle of a fucking uprising. You can't do it. One side or the other has to win. And then, I mean, once we won this fucking country, which we didn't, the people who originally rose up against the fucking tyranny that was being inflicted on the colonists, they did not win the fucking war. Was the sword surrendered to the fucking people, or was it surrendered to a government? A government that couldn't exist because there was no vote on it. The people did not vote to have a fucking government. A handful of fucking aristocrats, the same ones that were oppressing the people in the fucking colonies, just got together and go, oh, we're a new government. Are you really? That's when the fucking people should have just killed them fucking dead. But, you know, it's the idea, I mean, I've heard, you know, fucking like Clarkey talk about it. Oh, they financed the money. It always comes down to the mammon with all these fucking deeply religious fucking people. It always comes down to the money, doesn't it? We need their money, their wealth. It's why they have such a high importance. It's why they're going to be the leaders, because they put up the fucking money. Just like everything else in this goddamn country. A person can make a better mousetrap. And it's fucking a mousetrap that everybody would fucking want. But you can't fucking market it. You can't build it. Because they have control of the fucking currency, which they were never supposed to have. That's what was one of those things in that Constitution. They guaranteed us. Just like, you know, with their fucking treaties with the Indians. They fucking guaranteed us as long as the rivers flow and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky. This will never be used as to oppress you and take your fucking rights away. What's the first fucking thing they did? They declared that they had original jurisdiction over the fucking United States of America. They took jurisdiction over the land. And when they took jurisdiction over the land, they took jurisdiction over everything that grew upon the land. And then they sleazed in 1876. They sleazed that dreaded, hated fucking admiralty back onto the fucking land here. Admiralty is law of the fucking sea, people. It's not for the fucking the land. If you put it on land, it becomes a dictator fucking ship. It becomes a monarchy. And we're not going to live under a monarchy. I will not. I will not live as a subject or a fucking slave. And if I want to print something, man, I would have got one of these fucking printers and I'd have done it any fucking how. Right out in the open. And fucking, if you fucking want to try and violate my goddamn rights, then we'll go to fucking war. Because you're not talking about, oh, we're gun safety some stuff and they're not absolute. Nothing in that Bill of Rights is absolute. You fucking try it, you motherfuckers. You'll find out how absolute. It's as absolute as a fucking bullet through your head. We'll kill your fucking ass. And you fucking know it. That's why, even what they're doing now is starting to get more and more bizarre. If you notice, I mean, the fucking shit they're coming up with, goofy shit. But you know, they threw a fucking, you know, what, a couple thousand dollars at fucking, at the people, you know, each person, and then they took trillions of fucking dollars. You think, where's that trillions of dollars going? It's getting handed out to their fucking good old boy fucking communist fucking comrades from around the world. In fucking contracts. It's contract shit. We were not here. This country was not built to fucking make fortunes for a handful of people at the expense of the people who fucking fought to get the goddamn rights to fucking own property and to fucking make their own goddamn way in this world and to have the fucking access to their fucking resources and to have a fucking currency, with a debt-free currency to operate on so that they could fucking build a life for themselves from what they had fucking fought for and won. It never was that way. The fucking dirty son of a bitches, these fucking aristocrats and their goddamn money stepped up right out the fucking gate. And fucking said, well, no, well, George, when Adam said, let's declare a king, and George, oh, noble George, oh, we can't, oh, a king, no. He was just so magnanimous in his fucking refusal to take, I mean, he could have been king. No, he couldn't have. They'd have tried that, the people would have fucking, they would have done what they should have done anyway, killed every goddamn one of them. They should have killed every fucking one of them. Just think if they would have. took their fucking fortunes that they had gained by fucking tyrannizing the people in the colony and enslaving people on this fucking continent, of all colors, by the way. And they fucking used that fucking wealth that they had, that ill-begotten wealth, to fucking say, well, we paid for the things, but it's our Continental Army that actually won the fucking, fuck you, you lying son of a bitch. But man, as soon as they would have tried that king shit, the fucking militias, I mean, they were already pissed off because there wasn't immediately a fucking Bill of Rights that was going to be a preamble to anything. A preamble means before you do anything else, we're going to have this. And it never was a fucking preamble, though it was fucking placed as the first fucking amendment. And the ninth, that's why they put the ninth article in place, so they could never fucking change it. Because they knew that they hated the idea that the thought of a fucking ditch digger being on the same level as a fucking aristocrat. My God, what an outrage. You mean I can't have that person beaten with just by saying so? I can't deny, I have to do this due process thing, and I'm on an equal plane with this lowly fucking coolie, this fucking peasant, this peon. You want to think, that's what you think? Give her a fucking go. That's what the
news. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Man, it's going, man. It's going. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm here, brother.
I know that's right. Hey, check this out, though, man. You're 100% right. Let me tell you, the clown over there in England, what's his name, Boris Johnson?
Yep.
You know that a-hole said about a couple of months ago, man. He said, I wish I was back in the medieval days. I can go and grab a peasant and say, off with your head. This is how these politicians think, man. They really do think, and they want us, I always tell people, they want to get us back to that situation where they are lords and dukes and kings and queens over us, and they can do whatever they want to do. They can rape your wife. They can rape you. They can kill you. They can starve you. They want that absolute power. That's exactly what they want. And most politicians still have that mindset.
Yeah, the politicians are really just fucking, they're like whores. And the fucking, the guys in the Silicon Valley, you know, they're not at the top of the pyramid. You got the Rothschilds, the fucking, Carnegies, you got the fucking, Rockefellers, these are the pricks that are up there higher. And the ones at the top, we probably don't even know their fucking names. But they're all tied in with the crown heads of Europe. And the crown heads of Europe did enjoy for so many hundreds, probably thousands of years, hacking people, hack his head off. Cause I say so. Because I'm me and you're you. And I'm fucking royalty and you're not. What the fuck is royalty? Well, God has ordained me to fucking be your judge and jury. You know, that's what I just fucking, it eats me a fucking alive. When I think about fact that people are still falling for it. Go ahead.
Hey, you know royalty, you know what I say? You know what I call them? They're inbred freaks.
They're
inbred chicklet freaks.
Yes, sir, they are. They have fucking marrying your sister was nothing to them back in the day. You know, you look at modern society and stuff, and you know the idea of incest, with your fucking, even a first cousin, third cousin. I mean, I think you got about four or five cousins away before you could step away from fucking incest. But these son of a bitches, no, they've married in with each other. They've kept their bloodlines pure. No, what you've done is you fucking have, you have interbred. And you, Dion just said, you have fucking, your fucking minds are warped. They were born wanting for nothing and never having to want for anything. Never having to say, well, I'll fucking work a year to get this, I'll save up my money and I'll get me a motorcycle, or I'll get me a car, or a down payment on a house. They've never even fucking, they don't even understand that world. They can't even comprehend it. They have just fucking, and so, like Dion said, what's left to fucking excite you? What's left to drive you? What's left to make you want to move your ass even off the fucking couch? Well, there's that ultimate fucking thing. It's owning other human beings. The power, just think of the fucking rush through the fucking veins and into the fucking mind of the fucking blood, as you just said. Well, I've decided, off with your head. You were caught taking one of the king's fish out of the king's river because everything belonged to the fucking kings. A fucking dynasty, just like we got here in this country. You got the Trump dynasty right now fucking battling the goddamn Biden dynasty, which is really the Clinton fucking dynasty, over which fucking faction of fucking communism they're going to remove our Bill of Rights and enslave us under. Fuck you and fuck your mask and you fucking try it. Why aren't you doing this shit? I mean, this stuff is going from such far swings from one thing to the next thing that they're gonna do. Get the fucking, just do the gun thing. Or do the fucking forced vaccination. Pick one. Go ahead, you motherfuckers. I mean, if you're so sure of yourself, and you're such badass motherfuckers like Blumenthal, and you get or like fuck even Biden, that dead, God, was sickening son of a bitch. Get that tough guy look on your face, huh, Mick? Come fucking test this fucker. I'll knock you out of your fucking shoes, you cocksucker. You ain't gonna tell me to do anything, servant, bitch, boy. You're fixing to get your fucking head chopped off. And I'm not going to be the one. I'll be the one that files the fucking charges of treason and sedition against you. I'll be the one that goes into the fucking court and talks to those six fucking prostitutes and six fucking ditch diggers make sure that they understand that the fucking what it is to commit treason and sedition against a fucking written ratified law that belongs to them, and then ask them, well, do you want them fucking doing that to you? No, well, I'm asking you that to cut his fucking head off. I want you to go out, pick one, somebody that wants to do it, and fucking take out there, get a fucking round of wood, throw that son of a bitch down there, and chop his fucking head off. And if the fucking jury says yes, you know what? Your fucking head comes off. Because we are the sovereigns of this goddamn country. We bow to no one. We bend the knee to no one. If we got balls and we got a spine, I mean, we sure as hell have the numbers. I mean, look at the way they're trying this transformation over to a Stasi fucking policing force. You know, they're acting like, you know, they're for the people, and a lot of people are going, yeah, man, I love it when they get the cops. And the cops, the bottom line is, the fucking, these corporate enforcers cannot even be there. It's a violation of the law for them to even exist. Let alone to pretend that they have any authority over any fucking American national, because they fucking do not. The only way to gain the authority is through the common law, and they're not agents of the common law, they're agents of the administrative admiralty. They have no fucking authority over us. But look what they've been doing to us for so many years that people, you know, they're like, defund the police. Yeah, the police should have never been funded by the fucking people. The fucking wealth of this country should have never been taken away from the fucking people. Our land should not have been taken away from us because it wasn't done through due process of law. Our gold should have never been taken from us. Our people should have stood back then. We always out fucking numbered them. We always outgunned them. But back in the day, I mean, when you start out in a country that is so goddamn rich, that just the leavings, just the fucking scraps from the table are fucking give you a better standard of life than the fucking, people in every other country in the whole goddamn world. But that you are entitled to more. You're entitled to it all. It belongs to you. You got people coming here like a Marco Rubio we were talking about yesterday, who wants to make those federal fucking red flag confiscation laws. Marco Rubio, one fucking generation. I mean, from fucking, he was born here, but both his parents were born in Cuba. He's not a natural born American. And here, this son of a bitch, and I mean, he's riding around in limos. He's fucking sitting there fucking making dictatorial fucking, statements, committing fucking treason, violating the fucking law on a fucking regular basis. And fucking, that's what I'm, when the, we, no, we're not gonna allow it. This is our goddamn country. It's our fucking resource. You've stolen a lot. We'll give you that, you fucking thieving Jew pricks. You know how to steal. We'll give you that. But you don't know how to fight and kill. You got to get other people to do it for you. I mean, they always talk about how the Israeli armies, they're just so badass. They ain't shit. Everything they're fucking using was created by a fucking American. and hand it to the dirty kike bastards. How long, I mean, if we went out there, this country likes, it's like a bully that likes picking on fucking smaller children. How would it be, I mean, like, you know, they're pushing for a war with Iran. Iran ain't going to be a pushover. That's fucking Persia, man. I mean, those fucking people, they will put up a fight, no doubt about it. And I'm telling you what, me and none of mine is going to fight for this goddamn corporation. We don't have to. These fuckers, we should be fighting them. We should have already fought them and gotten rid of their asses. And then we wouldn't be sitting here fucking guilty of the fucking massacre of the fucking Iraqi people. For no fucking, does that bother any of you? You Trump tards out there? That you're harboring fucking fugitives? If you talk about the fucking phony 6 million fucking Jews, when there wasn't even 6 million Jews in fucking Europe that supposedly died in the concentration camps, oh, your fucking heart just fucking bleeds right out of you. But when you talk about the fucking Iraqi people, they did not do anything to us. We fucking attacked them. Oh, well, there was yellow cake uranium. Uh-oh. No, there wasn't. There never was. And that was a crime. Again, just like this shit here we're talking about, the 3D thing. A crime that was never fucking prosecuted. Just like Hillary Clinton selling our fucking uranium to the fucking, Ruskies so that they can fucking, come in here and strip mine our fucking desert and fucking leave us with the radiation and sell the fucking implements for the bombs to the goddamn Chinese. How fucking stupid do you think we are? How fucking weak do you think we are? Why haven't these people been prosecuted? You didn't wear a seatbelt. You could get your ass fucking shot for a taillight being out. But these motherfuckers commit the high crimes and misdemeanors, fucking the highest of crimes, blatant, open, in your face, fucking treason. And you can stand there with the goddamn law in your hand and fucking recite. It has come to the point to with this little fucking punk bitch motherfucking sick excuse for a fucking, corporation. And they're standing up there just going, acting like, fuck you and your Bill of Rights. But see, they got that goddamn standing army between us and them. That's why when they talk about getting rid of the police, they're not getting rid of the goddamn police. They're getting rid of the fucking, what they want, it is a united fucking force under the control of one fucking monarch. Is what they want, like the Stasi in fucking East Germany. That's what they want. They want a Stasi style where it's just a total fucking dictatorship. You do it or we fucking kill you. Fuck your Bill of Rights. You don't got one. Now it's just
police force.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they're aiming to do, and that's what they're working towards. Well, your national police force, get the fuckers together. Get it. Hurry up. What the hell are you waiting on? Find out who out there is willing to fucking back your fucking mouth because you can't do it. You're a fucking weenie. You're a fucking pussy. That's bitch. Every one of you in the fucking whole government. I don't give a who fuck which one you want to call. The youngest fucking one. I'll bitch slap you right fly to your fucking ass and you'll lay there and piss yourself. I know. I look at you. You're nothing. It's apparent. I mean, these son of a bitch, you talk about inbreeding. This is the stupid being elevated for a fucking, couple of hundred years. Just because of, whose pussy they dropped out of, just like the fucking monarchies over there in goddamn Europe. I was born of this guy here. It doesn't matter that I'm fucking slightly retarded. I'm going to have power and control over that man over there with a fucking IQ of 200. I'm going to have the control with the Von the Rulita thing, say people. Jesus Christ almighty, people, this is the 21st century. Surely you can think past that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific Time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a pistol, and a 45, and rounds in case it all goes down. It's not in case, it's going down. And you better have those rounds and rounds. If you ain't, you better get them. Oh, mercy. And that, and by the way, when that goddamn international police force comes into being, I'll wager that the mass majority won't even be able to speak fucking English. That means that the fucking targets are going to be the bilingual motherfuckers giving the orders on the field, and then the suits. Go right past those fuckers. God damn it, we could do it right now. Go right past them. Go for the fucking suits. They're the fuckers that are doing this. Those cocksucking little wimps over in Washington, D.C., like Blumenthal. Look at that. Think of that bastard coming up to you and fucking telling you to do it, punking you, pushing you, fucking gonna fuck with you. How long would it take for you to fucking knock his ass out? About a fucking half a second. But there's so many people, man. There were so many years of the people, you know, there's people that have fucking been born and come of age, you know, and what might have you that never touched a gun or never even been in a fucking fist fight. We fucking Americans used to be rough and tumble. And still, most of us are. I mean, they're not going to show the fucking people that will kick their ass. They're not going to fucking. I mean, wouldn't that be as important to the argument of a fucking even a civil war? They always like to call it a civil war. It's not a civil war. It'll be an enforcement of the fucking law by the people who laid that fucking law down. It's our law. You're going to fucking obey it, or we're going to kill you. You better get used to the fucking idea. You better get rid of that fucking corporation because it is unlawful. It is a violation of the law, and everybody that's participating in it is a goddamn traitor and apt to have their fucking neck stretched. That's called goddamn treason. And man, I think about, you know, how this whole thing got built. And people out there, the vote thing, the vote, and the political part. Who runs this country? The people or political parties? Are there two political parties which are actually one political party that is now has the they've given themselves the okay by removing the law that said that propaganda could not be used on the American people. And what all you're seeing is a goddamn production. When they throw numbers up, it's a part of the production. It's like, you know, a fucking episode of I don't know. I don't watch TV. It's orchestrated. It's produced. And when they throw up a fucking number, man, it's just what they wrote in the script. But yeah, this one here, this should jar them. 90% of the people want to have all their guns taken away, and they want an international, Stasi police type, police force to keep them safe. But to keep who safe? You see, these corporate mercenaries are failing at keeping them safe. I mean, you've had the other side of the communism, you know, the goddamn Marxists and the Bolsheviks, but they've been right out in front of their fucking houses. That's why the time has come, and we told you that fucking Donald Trump would set the stage for the real fucking martial law. And when they'll all be wearing the same black fucking uniform, just like the Stasi did. Man, go talk to somebody who lived in East Germany and ask them about fucking what a police state really fucking looks like. We got one that's, emerging, and they are pumping people across the border. And I tell you right now, they're on them Indian reservations. That's where your bullets and your fucking guns and everything is going to train them son of a bitches for the cannon fodder. But they'll get to put on that black uniform, and some fucking spick that just crossed the fucking border. He was trained down in Mexico by the United States fucking government. You paid for his fucking training because they're an ally, don't you know, like Israel. So you paid for the fucking training. You paid for the fucking gun. You paid for the fucking goddamn web gear, everything the son of a bitch needs to come and kill you. And yeah, I mean, this is just, I mean, this has worked for them in the past. It worked for them when they accomplished the conquest of the fucking United States in the first place. They came and they got them a beachhead. Then they used the resources of this mighty country, the richest country on planet Earth. They used those resources and they used the people. They told the people, go take it away from the Indians and you can have it. It'll be yours. And so the people were stupid enough to go out and fucking, instead of just fucking, just saying, well, I'm here, fuck you, stay away, I'll go live with the fucking Indians, and I'll be a fucking Indian, and I'll teach the Indians what's waiting for their asses. You know, had all the Indians known what the consequence would it was when the white man fucking showed up here from Europe, and they had all joined together at once, but what kind of communication would that have taken? Anybody who tried it, you know, to try to bring the fucking tribes together to fucking fight as one, well, you know, they had been fighting each other for so long, they did the same goddamn thing. They were taking land from each other, they were taking slaves, they kept slaves. They weren't these, you know, these wonderful fucking people that were just so peaceful and just one with the land and everybody was smiling and happy. They fucking butchered people. Just like they were butchering people over in Europe. It's just that a fucking tougher bunch showed up here and fucking beat them. You know, the fucking but we didn't fucking fight them for ourselves. We fought them for the fucking British crown. As goddamn servants. I mean, you can get pissed about the fact that the fucking country was taken from the Indians in the first place, but the fucking people didn't have no say in it then. They were told that, well, if you go out there, and that was the whole thing. People would go out into the wilderness. I mean, they crossed the fucking ocean that you might survive the fucking journey just to get here, to get a chance to have somebody who can't, to be somebody who can live by their own will. Not a subject that somebody can, I mean, if you made something, it belonged to you. And actually, the first fucking people got along pretty good with the Indians. Everybody got along pretty good until, you know, and people, you know, they purchased fucking land from the Indians. And fucking, I mean, a lot of the first people to stand up against the fucking complete invasion and the taking of the United States of America were white people that had went and joined the fucking tribes. And joined with the fucking Indians. They wanted to live free. That's why they fucking took the risk to get here and then had to live in a wilderness in a place that they didn't fucking know. And they became friends with the fucking Indians. And they were the one, and they understood what the fucking opposition was. So they were they were considered traitors by the fucking British because they stood with the Indians and they even under, even under the duress they were under, they spoke the truth. That treaty there says what it fucking says, but it still comes down to the writing it down on a piece of paper. If you're a fucking royalist son of a bitch, a royal decree, we're living under royal fucking decrees, people. We're not living under law. We're in this by a corporation. It's a corporate aristocracy. It's a corporate fucking monarchy, and what they're writing down is just goddamn a monarchical fucking dictate. Because they have no authority. In fact, what they are doing is forbidden by the law of the people who did run the fucking British out of this goddamn country. Even if they were a part of the Continental Private Army, by the way. Because it was a private army, and that's what they fucking financed. The fucking militias, they financed, you know, they got their fucking supplies by themselves. They were probably given some supplies when they came and fought side by side with the Continentals. But the Continentals were a private fucking army created by a private fucking government that created itself in the middle of an uprising and just declared, just by declaration. That's what they, I mean, like, you know, all this shit, the 3D printer we were just talking about. We declare this. We declare that by this act, like the fucking 1968 Gun Control Act. That was never ratified. It didn't go through the fifth article. It was never law. It could never be. Because the people would have had to ratify it and they fucking wouldn't. And we know the only thing that they ever put in place was, you know, that, for the pretense of the power over us was the 14th fucking amendment, which fucking, once it was not ratified, once it was refused by the southern states that refused it, by the fucking, their own constitution, that they wrote and that they ratified with their own people, apart from us, a handful again, a hand fucking full, against the whole fucking nation. And they fucking ratified it for themselves, and they fucking started enacting their fucking power, and the people fucking screamed, because when the people first rose up, they were rising up against these same son of a bitches, like John Hancock. I mean, man, everybody learned, put John Hancock on this. He signed the Declaration of Independence. He was also a fucking criminal fucking agent of the fucking governor of goddamn Massachusetts. Come on. You didn't know that? I mean, they were in business together. It was about profit. The people wanted freedom. The fucking aristocrats wanted profit, more money, more power. And it finally comes to the point, just like in this land, just like Dion was talking about earlier, they wanted control over the fucking people. They want, and in the beginning, they openly called us subjects. When we were the ones that did the uprising, we're the ones that shot the fuck out of the British for a fucking solid year before they fucking got together and decided, well, we're going to build a new, we're going to have a new country, and we're going to be the Congress, okay? Yeah, we're going to do that. And well, anybody who could object was already in the fucking field killing fucking British, weren't they? Was there elections or something I missed there? Was there, it was ratified. Oh yeah, it was ratified by fucking the aristocrats appointed representatives, not the people's elected representatives, who did ratify that fucking Bill of Rights. And it is ratified fucking law. It's our law. It says that we are in charge, that you are the bitches, because you chose to, because why, you just felt a need to, it's just like they try to sell us today. They just have this inner need to take care of us and protect us from ourselves and to manage our fucking resources, because, man, we're just like the Indians. I mean, they were sitting here on the richest piece of fucking real estate on the fucking planet, and it wasn't that they didn't know, you know, exploit the fucking resources around them. It's just the life they wanted to live, they were living. I mean, after they found out what gold was, it wasn't too late for them to fucking, you know, to say what the riches of fucking lumber was, especially back in the day when they built ships out of lumber. And that's the way, and the ship end, it was the fucking the seas, you know, being able to cross the seas. That's how they got here. That's how we got here. We crossed the fucking sea in a boat made of fucking wood. And so one of the settlements of the War of 1812 was that the fucking British king could come across this country, take all the fucking trees, the wood. So we were taking it from the Indians to hand it to the fucking British. When we should have stood with the fucking Indians and wiped the fucking monarchs out back then. That goddamn Continental Congress was made up of a bunch of fucking monarchs, a bunch of fucking aristocrats. I mean, once a place got settled, you know, like over on the East Coast when the taking of the fucking land began, once it was fucking settled and it was safe to be here, you didn't have to go fight nobody like Blumenthal thinks he's not going to have to fight anybody. Once they came here and they were royally in charge, the king had given them a charter to fucking be in charge. I'm the governor appointed by the fucking king. You'll kiss my ass. Everything you got belongs to me. Well, no, you're going to start paying me some taxes so I can build me some fucking castles. And yeah, I got the church here with me too. I brought that Church of England thought you were fleeing. I brought that with me. And you're going to live under the dictate of a fucking king and the fucking church. No, I'm not. My great, 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 great grandfather said, fuck you. And I'm saying, fuck you. And you're about to get the same fucking treatment from me that you got from him. Cause we're here. And you're running out of fucking punks. You're running out of cowards. You're about to run. I mean, for you to go forward, you have to find, sooner or later, you're going to have to confront us. And we're going to rip your ass all to fucking pieces. It's just going to happen because of the fucking, I mean, math dictates it. And the fact that, I mean, I talk to a lot of people. All they're going to show you on that stupid fucking box are fucking people who fucking acquiesce to goddamn treachery. It's just like, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay my taxes. No, you're a goddamn infringement fucking accepting fucking subject, and you pay your fucking taxes that you don't owe, that they could never fucking take from you without that due process of law. That's why we put that goddamn Bill of Rights in place, so that we could own something that these cocksuckers couldn't take from us, including ourselves. And now they're declaring that they are the ruling class and we are the ruled class and we don't even own ourselves. You don't own the goddamn clothes on your fucking back. Well, I do. What I, because it's the ultimate fucking law. Possession is 9/10. And the other 10th is my fucking, my goddamn guns and the fact that I'll fucking fight for it. Our ancestors fought for it, man. They fought it for it in a lot worse conditions than we're fighting in. I mean, the shit we're up against, we're up against way more tyranny than they are, for goddamn sure, than they were. But they fucking, you think of the conditions they had to fight under. Fucking starving. Fucking goddamn rags racked around their feet. The Continental Army wasn't provisioned very fucking well. They wanted to get her done as cheap as they could and fucking, hey, a fucking, it's like on Braveheart when he says, send in the Irish. He goes, well, shouldn't we fire more arrows at him? Well, arrows cost money. The Irish cost nothing. That's the fucking attitude. That's what they think of you. Why can't you get that through your head? The motherfuckers come up with a smile on their face. And they tell you how much they fucking love you and want to protect you. They'd cut your fucking throat in a New York second and you know it. You know it at this point. You know what their intent is. They've told you this is a communist revolution. In the revolution, you gotta fucking fight it or it becomes a fait accompli, doesn't it? If you just let those fucking guns sit there and rust, well, they'll rust while your fucking children and grandchildren are put into fucking bondage. I mean, true fucking bondage. Where they, I mean, you ain't even got a chance to fucking pretend that you have any freedom. You're not gonna go out on the lake and go fishing. Those are the king's lakes. That's for the royalty. That's for the higher ups. You're just a fucking peon, a coolie, a peasant, a serf. That's what you are. Well, you wanna bet? I'm an armed son of a bitch is what I am. And you're about to be a fucking dead son of a bitch because you are in violation of our law. That we laid down. We took the fucking country and we laid the fucking law down. And you are going to obey it or you are going to die. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, get your fucking resolve. Get your fucking head right. If we all come at them with every fucking thing we got and we come at them like the fucking Americans we're supposed to be, then we wipe them out. And then, of course, they're going to send them their fucking million Chinese over here. That's all right. We'll wipe their fucking ass out, too. We'll show them some new ways to kill people. And that is the word from the trenches.